years I've been studying the Srimad Bhagavatam some or other. I started, I do a little bit introduction, is that right?
What's your name, please?
Book.
What's your name?
Sriji Madadi.
Sriji.
I've been initiated in the Sriji temple by Loganath Swami Maharaj.
Mm-hmm.
It's my spiritual master.
Sriji temple in Barshana?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, I've been studying the Srimad Bhagavatam for many years. And a book came out like fifth country, because I'm a geologist from profession. So I did it on the fifth canto. It is so difficult, many years and like that. And somehow or other, I wrote this book, Vedic Science. But to give credibility to the book, I found a doctorship will be very important to support. And
it might be. It might be helpful to have a doctorship.
Yes. Yes.
Sadar Puttaprabhu had a PhD, but his work was rejected by mainstream science. Of course, his PhD was in mathematics.
Yeah, that's why.
And not in the field he was working in. But Jhutakarma doesn't have any such credentials.
And
but
him.
Well, I don't think the matter of not believing him is so much because of his lack of credentials. Because like I say, even people who do have credentials, there's the whole intelligent design movement which is going on. And they're like Michael Behe and others, they are highly accredited scientists, but they're not accepted because people don't want to accept what they say.
They cannot compete with Krishna consciousness. They cannot compete. No.
Oh, yeah, but you're talking about science, which is not...
Yes.
Science is not directly Krishna consciousness.
Krishna consciousness is a science.
But not in the sense that...
Vedic science.
Not in the sense that science is generally used in the English language.
What they do is a god. I mean, we followers of Srila Prabhupada, he says that Krishna consciousness is a science.
Yeah, I know.
And we can prove it.
Well, we can prove it to our own satisfaction, but not to the satisfaction of mundane scientists.
Well, that's why I'm writing this.
Okay, yeah.
And I want to smash a scientist like that. So I got...
There are a few devotees here and there working in related fields.
The geocentric solar system. Mandala.
Uh-huh.
So I thought because here I had with Gokula Chandra. In Salem.
Yeah.
Like that, and I got all his... the DVD, the map. I contacted him also one or two times. But I thought, it's good if I let you know, so maybe you know something and you can derive me to somebody. You know?
Oh.
Because...
Well, the only ones I know are that... What's his name? Rishi Raj? What's his name? He's writing books.
I need a professor, a Vedic professor, not a Kami professor. No?
I recently spoke with Rasaraj Prabhu. Do you know him? Ravi Gautamam. No. He joined in the 1970s. He was initiated first of all by... can't remember who he was initiated. Then his guru fell away and he was initiated by Sarup Damodar Maharaj. After that. I think he was initiated by Jayatirtha. I can't remember.
In America? Sorry.
No, he was initiated in America. He's from South India.
South India. Oh.
So his two main centers are in Bombay, but he spends most of the time in Berkeley, California.
Okay.
I spoke with him several times over the years. I don't really understand what he's doing. and I tell him I don't understand what he's doing. I really have to sit down with him some. He kindly gives me time because he knows I'm interested and I can follow to some extent what he's talking about. But basically, I understand that I don't understand what he's doing because he's moved over the years from consciousness studies. That was that he saw as the big breakthrough, the when that was just emerging. But then he got into quantum theory, and from what I understand, he's now more into the philosophy of science. But like I say, I really have to spend more time with him to understand to some more degree what he's doing. Semantics is the thing he's on. He's really in now, not in the way the term is usually used as a linguistic term.
Yes.
But really, as a philosophical term. But it's now it's anyway. I can't really represent what he's saying. But he, from what I understand of the little that I do understand about what he's doing, because science is a very difficult subject. I mean, it's a whole range of subjects. And it's inextricably linked with philosophy, which is what we're all about, right? Philosophy. My point that I make with him, and he's very well aware of that, is that our whole approach is completely different. Just like you say, Krishna consciousness is science, but that wouldn't be accepted by regular scientists, because science, being a philosopher, being working in this material world, its philosophical basis is bottom up. Philosophically bottom up. We don't accept revealed knowledge, something coming. We in Krishna consciousness, and in any religious, well, not in every, but in, how to say this, not in Buddhism, we accept a scriptural canon, we accept that as truth, and then we work with that. But mundane science, and also Buddhism, if we're actually to accept Buddha on his word, is... You're talking about a geocentric universe. This is an, what would the word be, anthropocentric basis. Man is the measure of all things, said who? One of some Greek philosopher. Man is the measure of all things. And then that's the bottom up, that we, in Western philosophy, that yeah, man is the measure of all things, and then in the more modern times, the forefather or the original father of modern Western philosophy, Descartes, cogito ergo sum, I think, therefore I exist. We don't accept anything axiomatically, although in that saying, I think, therefore, I exist. If you put it in English, not in Latin, but the word I comes first. So already, well, that, then you already accept as an axiom that you exist before you come to your reasoning. So anyway, Western philosophy is, and on which science is based, Western science, it's anthropocentric. We observe, we study, we make hypotheses, we come to conclusions, which are always tentative. Mm-hmm. Everything's tentative.
That's why, I mean...
But our Krishna conscious approach is... I don't need it, thank you. Is top down. We accept what Krishna says as given in Shastra. Top down, we accept what Krishna says as given in Shastra, and we work with that. So it's a completely different approach.
Yes.
But what Rasaraj said to me, and I'm getting round to what you're saying, is that he wants to, as Srila Prabhupada said, we want to convince the science. We then we should be able to convince them with bottom up. But I have to discuss this with them, because I feel that according to the Matena Krishna Paratasvatova principle, you know that verse?
Yeah.
That people who are determined not to be Krishna consciousness, they'll never be Krishna conscious. So how can you convince them? I have to discuss this more. But anyway, the point I'm coming to is you can ask him and he'll probably reject what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't understand exactly why. Anyway, I'm not saying you shouldn't do it.
I don't have, no, this is something.
If you're inspired to do it by all means.
Yes, and
because he even thinks that, and I haven't understood why, or that this intelligent design is a red herring, or something like that. It's not really what we should be doing. We should be getting deeper into it. But there is a need for that at a certain level. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, I studied the fifth canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam.
But you're not the only one. There are quite a few devotees around
That's
the world who are doing so.
This is what I want to call.
There is Maheshwar in Ireland, but he's not a scientist. There's Mahesh Das, who's... he's a disciple of Prabhupada. I don't know who he is, but he keeps on bringing out things on the internet.
Yeah, well,
and that's based on what he's... It seems to be based on what this... What's his name? Rishi Raj or something like that. Someone in Bangalore, he's writing. But Rasaraj told me that Rishi Raj took everything from himself, which is quite possible. Anyway.
Yeah.
You could try talking with... The thing is with Rasaraj... He, if he wants to really get into it, he'll want you to become practically his disciple.
No.
Because that's the way, not spiritually,
yeah,
but scientifically.
Also.
No. Because scientifically.
No.
Spiritually, maybe also.
No. Now, I need this doctorship.
Yeah, that you can do.
And this,
how far are you? You have a master's degree. You have a master's degree? In Germany it's a different system.
Yes, I started here doctorship in Munich.
Mm-hmm.
But because I didn't, it was karmic, and I'm glad I didn't do it. So I'm fine with all the titles and everything.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. What I need is a very professor. Professor, not a Kami professor.
Very hard to find. That's what
I'm
from what I can understand, and again, I don't understand very much. Rasaraj Prabhu is in a league of his own. He's way out above. You have to be in science. You have to be really up there to be able to talk with him or understand what he's doing.
I have enough with my stuff.
But who else is there? I don't know.
Yeah, that's why I spoke.
That's why Prabhupada wanted to
revive
the Vedic sciences and everything.
Well, there is a Bhaktivedanta Institute in Gainesville.
In Gainesville, there's Bhaktivedanta Institute?
Krishna Swami. I saw him in the farm for Lord Nishin.
Krishna who?
Krishna Swami Maharaj.
He's doing Bhaktivedanta Institute, but he must be doing...
No, he said to me... That the Bhaktivedanta Institute from the 70s, it's been revived now in Gainesville, and he wanted to contact me with the scientists.
But who is doing it? That's the question. You just can't put a name and a sign on the door. Who's reviving it? Krishna Kripa was the secretary or something of Sadaputa. So I don't know, maybe, but he's not a scientist himself, as far as I know.
That's why it's to speak with the Maharaj. I come here. Maybe you have certain kind of, you know what I mean? It's like
difficult to say. There's not much going on in the world of science in the Krishna conscious movement.
No, that's why.
And the movement is so big, and there's so many things going on. And how can you know anything about everything? Oops, that fell down. Just like if you were asking me about cow protection, what's going on in ISKCON? Well, they have conferences from time to time. There's Carla Kunta from Brazil who's into it.
Yeah,
there's Balabhadra in somewhere in America. But I don't know that much. In Hungary, yeah, but I don't really know that much what's going on. There's so many things going on. It's a big universe, ISKCON. There are hundreds of websites by devotees and temples and all kinds of things. So as far as the world of Hare Krishna science, I know there's Rasaraj, Rishi Raj, I think his name is, writing some books. And then there's Druta Karma. What else? Who else? You just told me there's something in Gainesville. I didn't know anything about it.
They're reviving the Gainesville.
There's Madhavendra Puri, who was with Sadaputa for years, but I don't know what he's doing these days. He always gets disappointed. He comes up with all these theories, and then he, as far as I know, he comes up with all these theories, and then he refutes it himself, and then he gets disappointed. Then he finds another theory. He's trying to find the perfect theory, but there is no perfect theory, because that's the science will never, it's chasing, it's like Western philosophy, it's chasing its own tail, can never find it. Here's a conundrum, or something that I often say. Okay, just imagine that civilization goes on more or less the way it's been going on in the last few hundred years. It goes on for the next few hundred years, right? Then science will make so much progress and breakthroughs, right? Okay, so if we come back in 500 years and we look at the science of 2019, we'll think it's very primitive, they had so many things wrong. Well, that means it's wrong now, right?
Well, certainly.
And then if you go on another 500 years from there, then they'll think that that was wrong. And so it's always wrong.
Yes. It's not true.
No.
It's a lie.
What is truth?
Truth is Krishna consciousness.
That's a dogmatic sectarian statement. From the philosophical point of view, to say that truth is Krishna consciousness.
Yes, because it's eternal.
Yeah. But then you should be able to.
Material science is not eternal, temporary.
Yeah. But to convince the hardcore, that's the thing. That Srila Prabhupada, that was maybe the greatest challenge he gave out of all the challenges he gave, was to infiltrate and overcome and revolutionize.
Because
science.
One has to say it, one has to go to the university, one has to meet people. You know what I mean?
And you have to be on top of your subject also, because there's all kinds of research going on all the time and all different theories coming out.
Yes. But one has to present questions.
And you have to have a panoramic vision and knowledge of various fields of science, which most scientists themselves don't have. Because they're all in one field. But if you're going to go out and present Krishna consciousness in the universities in a supposedly scientific way, then people are going to come at you with all kinds of things, and you have to be up with what's going on, the latest ideas. It's a big challenge. It's a huge challenge. Druta Karma is going on, but he sticks to his own field. As far as I know, yeah. And archaeology. Which are interrelated, yeah. All the fields are interrelated these days, aren't they? So you need a guru, but who is that? I don't know.
Well, I will find it if
you can ask Madhavendra Puri.
Okay.
Have you heard of him? He's American. He was with Sadaputa for many years. He's brilliant guy.
He's investigating or writing books or
No, I don't think he's written any books. He's written all kinds of papers which he never published, which he never publishes. He's always working on different theories. But I haven't heard anything from recently.
It was a pleasure to speak to you. It was a pleasure to... I have to say also that last time when I went to India, I got your Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati book you wrote, and somewhere the way it's written.
What did she say?
The way
the it's way
written. The way it's written.
The way you chose the how you wrote it, this corresponds to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta.
I was trying to emulate that, yeah.
Exquisite.
I think so also.
Yeah. I read it not only one time, I read it many times.
Many times? Yeah. Without boasting, I think it's an amazing book, because when I read it, I wonder what's going on. Something came through me. In some ways, I don't feel like I wrote it at all.
Yeah, like Srila Prabhupada, no?
Something like that, yeah. It's some a higher power, Saraswati. Saraswati manifested when I was writing that.
I mean, thank you very much, because now we have the opportunity to read, no?
Yeah.
The biography of Srila Prabhupada.
Yeah, it's over 20 years of work went into that.
but it's a jewel.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Thank you very much for that. And wish you a nice time here in Germany.
Nice time means if we're thinking of Krishna, then we'll have a nice time.
Yes. Well, you will be from temple to temple?
Yeah, I'll go to Simhachalam, then Munich, that's all. Then I'm down to the Slavonic. Then I want to, hopefully I'll finish my main work on my next book in Croatia. That's my aim.
What is your next book?
The Mood and Mission of Srila Prabhupada.
All right, yes.
Part one and part two. And yes. Part three can come later.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
Any other Natajis wanted to ask?
I'll try to translate.
All right.
Hare Krishna, thank you.
She's very, very
happy to see you.
Yeah.
Да, и когда мне сказали, что вы приедете, я правда не поверила, потому что мне давно хотелось вас увидеть.
As I heard that you will come here, I really couldn't believe it, because I really wanted to see you.
Are you in the Heidelberg area?
No.
From?
I live in Germany, in Karlsruhe.
Karlsruhe? Shyam Kumar, he's there.
И у меня будет один вопрос.
And I have one question.
Потому что в моей жизни так идет такой сложный период.
Because in my life for now it's going on very difficult period of my life.
И этот вопрос не совсем для меня, так скажем, приятный.
And that's not very pleasant question for me.
И я думала задавать вам, не задавать.
I was not sure if I had can ask it.
Но это касается моей духовной жизни.
But it's very important for my spiritual life.
И мне я поняла, что одна я не справлюсь с ним.
I understood that alone I cannot manage this topic.
Да, и вопрос, собственно, как преодолевать, когда есть сомнения по отношению к каким-то махараджам
и саньяси. How can I overcome the doubts about some sannyasis, maharajas?
I have the same question.
Ну,
No, actually, I don't have the question because it's there are certain things that sannyasis should do and they shouldn't do, and if they don't do it, there's no doubt that it's if they don't behave properly as a sannyasi, then there's no doubt that it's inappropriate. The most obvious thing is that sannyasis should not be mixed up closely with women. It's obvious.
То есть, если какие-то вещи, которые я вижу, это считать нормальным, а не так считать, что я настолько, ну, я не должна об этом думать, я должна на все закрывать глаза.
То есть, если я вижу ошибки, то значит это не сомнение, это просто ошибки, и не надо закрывать на это глаза.
Ну да, то есть.
So it means if I see some mistakes, it doesn't mean I have to close my eyes, but I just should know that it is wrong. That's it.
Yeah. The whole movement is put in a very strange situation when this is actually the GBC shouldn't allow it, but.
Simple thing.
Just say stop. That's all. Stop or just stop being a sannyasi. Either you stop associating women with women or you stop being a sannyasi. That's all. I'm talking with you now. You're a woman. You're a spirit soul in a woman's body. But it's There are clear limits.
Я разговариваю сейчас с вами, вы понятно, что вы душа и так дальше, но все равно очень ясно, что есть ограничения.
There's absolutely no problem with Vyapi Prabhu or thousands of other grihasthas living with their wife and talking with them intimately because they're grihasthas.
Нет никакой проблемы, например, когда люди как я, которые общаются интимно со своими женами, потому что именно поэтому мы грихасты.
But that's not for sannyasis.
Но это не для сannyasis.
What is absolutely appropriate for you is absolutely inappropriate for a grihastha, is absolutely inappropriate for a sannyasi.
То, нормально для грихасхи, то может быть абсолютно ненормальным для sannyasi.
Otherwise, what's the meaning of sannyasi?
Иначе какой тогда смысл вообще sannyasi?
Да, то есть для меня это было очень сложно, потому что я не могу также поговорить с какими-то даже старшими преданными, так как в обществе считается, что я какой-то негатив несу, и я не должна ничего такого говорить, no, должна говорить только хорошее.
For her it was very difficult even to speak with elder devotees, because when she starts to speak about that topics, then they say, you are very negatively, you shouldn't speak like that, you should speak positive. You should see things positively. So it's very difficult.
You should speak positively all the time. I don't know. You see, Srila Prabhupada used to criticize this very same thing.
Srila Prabhupada used to criticize именно это.
He would say that all these gurus are bogus because they have women secretaries and all this.
Он говорил, что все эти гуру они bogus, потому что у них женщины-секретарши.
Does it somehow become bona fide because it's within ISKCON?
И только потому что это внутри ISKCON почему-то это стало нормальным.
He was making the point that these people are bogus and we shouldn't be like that, and we have our standard of purity.
Он говорил, что именно это было неправильно, это было bogus, и мы не должны делать ISKCON этого. Это был стандарт чистоты.
Anyway. We're propping up an illusion.
Propping?
We're propping up means you keep up something.
Uh-huh.
Propping up, it means there's we don't have much strength to hold it up.
Mm-hmm.
But we're holding it up. But it's really there's no solid basis to hold it up. There's a whole understanding behind that.
То есть на самом деле нет никакого это иллюзия, она ничем не поддерживается.
Somehow or other, it's all right for sannyasis to have women secretaries, but it's not. It's not negative to say that, it's just reality. If we say that material life is full of suffering, it's not negative, it's just a fact, that's all. So if we say sannyasi shouldn't thickly associate with women, it's not being negative. Well, you could say it's negative, but it's a fact, because there are many negative facts.
Когда мы говорим, что саньяси, мы разговариваем о том, что саньяси общаются с женщинами, это не негативный разговор, это просто факт. Конечно, это негативно, потому что в этом факте есть много негативных моментов.
If you have two apples and you eat one, then you only have one apple. That's a negative fact.
И ты скушал одно яблоко, то это тоже негативный разговор, потому что...
But it's the illusion of the material world to think that everything's positive, but it's not. And reality begins when you can discriminate between what is positive, what is negative, what is right and what is wrong. And Mayavad means to try to make it all the same.
Это то, что они пытаются сделать все одним и тем же.
That's actually the Maya. These Mayavadi sannyasis, they actually seduce women by saying, well, man, woman, it's all the same.
Они вообще на самом деле так и используют женщин, потому что они эти Mayavadi sannyasis, потому что они говорят, а мужчина, женщина, это одно и то же.
And it's a great mercy for you to get special mercy from the guru in the form of sexual favors or whatever. So, the whole material world is full of cheating, but if you really want to cheat, you never heard of that?
Yes, it was something new for me.
So innocent.
But not within ISKCON. You are speaking within ISKCON something?
Within ISKCON, without ISKCON, if you say that you're getting... It doesn't mean that because you put a sign, ISKCON, mm-hmm. that all of a sudden Maya just runs away. Or that you can do things which we shouldn't do. Right, the real meaning of the sign ISKCON is that behind that sign everything is going on which should be going on. And we can clearly see what is right and what is wrong, and we act right. The Srimad Bhagavatam begins, Dharma Projita Kaitava Atra. Herein cheating religion is kicked out, thoroughly kicked out. So ISKCON is meant to be based on the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. If it's not, then it's just a sign on the door. That's all. It's a heavy thing. This is not just some cheap spiritual or so-called spiritual organization.
Почему тогда это все разрешает GBC, и я как бы сталкиваюсь...
Why is it what?
Allowing?
I can't think of any good reason. Why?
Я не знаю ни одной хорошей причины, почему они...
You might have said that they're just trying to take some time that it can... So they can gradually solve it. But when it goes on for decades, it doesn't make any sense. Now, if you repeat these things, some people will tell you, you see, you shouldn't speak to me because I'm offensive.
Если ты повторишь те же вещи кому-то другому, то они скажут, что не нужно было разговаривать об этом с Бхакти Викас Махараджем, потому что он оскорбителен.
But if we see through the eyes of Shastra and the teachings of Srila Prabhupada, then we can understand that the GBC is allowing adharma.
Если мы смотрим через призму Шастр, то мы увидим, что GBC разрешают Адхарму.
They're fostering Adharma in the very movement which is supposed to drive it out.
Они сажают вот эти вещи, которые на самом деле запрещены, хотя это само это движение было создано для того, чтобы все это убрать.
Everything's clear if you read Srila Prabhupada's books.
Если мы читаем книги Шрилы Прабхупады, все очень ясно.
And we don't do some mental gymnastics to somehow or other try to say that the teachings of Srila Prabhupada's books don't apply to ISKCON. They should apply most seriously to ISKCON.
Мы не делаем никаких ментальных упражнений, чтобы понять, что должны ли книжки Шрилы Прабхупады применяться в ISKCON. ISKCON должен строиться на книжке Шрилы Прабхупады.
It should be ideal.
Это должно быть идеалом.
Otherwise, what's the point?
Иначе какой смысл вообще?
How can we preach if we're not ideal?
Как мы можем проповедовать, если мы не являемся идеалом?
Я знаю некоторых преданных, которые уже давно 15-20 лет в ISKCON и уходят из-за того, что они видят, что настолько очень все меняется, настолько все позволяется, что много где есть несоответствие шастре.
I know many devotees there since 10-15 years in ISKCON, and I see many of them are leaving ISKCON because they see too many faults and they see it's the books of Srila Prabhupada Shastras, they're completely different as what's going on in ISKCON.
Right. That's been going on for years. That even 20 years ago, 25 years ago, a devotee told me that one school teacher who'd got Prabhupada's books asked him, should I follow what you say and do, or should I follow what's in your books?
Даже 20 лет назад, когда один преподаватель получил книгу Шрилы Прабхупады, он спросил, мне нужно следовать то, что ты делаешь, тому, что ты говоришь и делаешь, или то, что стоит в твоих книгах?
These things are going on, as Srila Prabhupada used to say.
Поэтому я к вам и обратилась, потому что вы только можете адекватно ответить на эти вопросы и посмотреть на эту ситуацию.
This is the reason I wanted to speak. I wanted to ask you this question because you're the only one who can clearly answer this question.
Yeah, I don't try to pretend that somehow things are all right when they're not.
Я не пытаюсь назвать вещи, которые неправильно, правильными, если они неправильные.
Actually, there are many devotees within ISKCON and outside of ISKCON who know these things clearly.
Снаружи ISKCON, которые все это прекрасно знают.
But mostly those who are in ISKCON won't say it because they're afraid of getting thrown out or whatever.
Но большинство преданных, которые находятся внутри ISKCON, они боятся об этом разговаривать, потому что они боятся, что их выбросят просто.
And those who are outside ISKCON, they say, oh, anyway, they're useless, they're outside ISKCON. This is being recorded, it'll go on the internet, maybe it'll get me in trouble. Why not? Because
for her, it's not a problem if you put it on the internet.
I already put so many things like this on the internet.
She heard many of lectures of you and yes.
Как мне вот быть в этой ситуации, как мне вот на все реагировать?
How should she behave? How can she react to all these things?
It's very difficult. It the whole atmosphere of the movement makes it very difficult for anyone who wants to practice Krishna consciousness seriously and in an honest manner.
атмосфера в ИСККОН, она усложняет очень сильно ситуацию человека, который хочет очень искренне следовать сознанию Кришны.
Do the best. Keep good association as best you can.
Старайся максимально общаться с преданными, насколько это возможно, с хорошими преданными.
Are you hearing all these things? Can you hear what I'm saying from there? Do you discuss such things in your temple there, back where you are? Not much. You get on with what you're doing. You get on with what you're doing. You're busy doing your services, huh? Because in Croatia there's been also a lot of tension over the years because of these different approaches, you could say. What can be done? We try to do the best we can. What's the time? 8:30 must be already, huh? 8:44.
Last question, please. Вы для меня очень большой авторитет.
You have a big authority for me.
Big authority for you means we should accept as authority Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. That means that we should that everything is rolled into one in Srila Prabhupada. We get Guru, Sadhu and Shastra through Srila
Prabhupada.
But Srila Prabhupada himself always refers to these three authorities. Hello there, Hare Krishna. So, like I was saying in the class now, the Shastra, the Bhagavad Gita or any Shastra can't cover every single situation that can happen in the material world. That's why we need gurus in every generation who faithfully adhere to Guru, Sadhu and Shastra and teach us according to the particular situation we're in. And also there may be some different details of some subtle details of philosophy or practice that Srila Prabhupada didn't directly deal with. So that may require that we research further into Shastra. For instance, Srila Prabhupada himself says that for rebutting certain interpretations of the Vedanta Sutras by Shankaracharya, one should consult the commentary on Sri Bhasha by Sudarshana Acharya. So for most of us in our practice of Krishna consciousness, we don't need to do that, but he's just giving the indication that if such a question arises, we can consult that. Then?
У меня был такой вопрос, что несколько лет назад я очень интенсивно слушала ваши лекции, медитировала на вас, и когда подошел вопрос о том, что попросить у вас пранаму. Мне преданные старшие сказали, что я должна хорошо подумать, так как у меня такая деятельность не соответствует вашему подходу к матаджи, то есть не соответствует того, как матаджи себя должна вести. Харинамы и что я музыкант, и у меня очень много такой деятельности.
Okay, so a few years before she was very intensively hearing your lectures and she was actually meditating on you, and she just before she wanted to ask you permission to chant your pranam mantra, some elder devotees said to her that she should think twice because her job is not really fitting to your vision, you can say. It means she is a musician and she likes to do harinam, right? Previously, she did. So,
what kind of musician?
Я пианистка, а сейчас я очень сильно электронной музыкой увлекаюсь.
She is playing piano.
Classical piano.
Классическая? Yes, classical piano. And now she is doing a lot of electronic music.
И музыкальной информатики.
And musical. Musical.
I don't know what that is.
So just in general.
I've heard the word, but I don't know what it means.
Yeah, electronic music.
That's when you play all the instruments on the synthesizer, is it? Anyway, I don't know. I'm well out of. I'm long out of touch with the modern music scene.
So, for example, she's creating new sounds, new. Yeah.
I'm long out of touch with that. With any idea what's going on in modern music. I've heard the name of different kinds of music like hip hop, but I don't know what it is. If I heard it, I would. I don't know. No idea. Len?
То есть, и получается, что очень такое, как бы. Как объяснить?
И получается, тебя отговорили просто.
Мне сказали, да, я то есть общалась с ученицами, его онлайн ходила из России учениц, и они сказали, что если ты не сможешь следовать ему и наставлениям Махараджа, то как бы.
Именно проблема была в музыке или что?
Именно проблема, да, в том, что я не смогу такую деятельность ведическую матом.
Ты не сможешь этим заниматься, если ты будешь ученицей. Okay. So she was in contact with your female disciples from Russia, and what they told to her, if you are really seriously thinking about getting initiated by Bhakti Vikas Maharaj, then most probably you will be not able to do what you are doing now. So it means to make this music.
Yeah. The thing is that there are so many gurus in ISKCON, and there are, broadly speaking, we can say they are conservative and liberal. I don't really like the terms that much, but so I'm probably the most conservative of them all. But there are others also who there are quite a few of my god brothers who I'd be very happy to recommend devotees to for initiation.
У меня есть несколько учеников, которые не очень хотят рекомендовать.
They would get good spiritual guidance, but they wouldn't be as restrictive as myself.
Они могли бы дать хорошие духовные наставления, но они бы не были бы настолько строгими.
Духовные ученики?
It's your god brothers or your disciples?
No, I'm saying god brothers.
Не ученики, а духовные братья. То есть он говорит, я так понял, он говорит, что есть просто другие гуру в ИСККОН, которые они как бы могут хорошо дать хорошему человеку защиту, но они не настолько как бы.
Просто то, что касается духовной жизни, у меня, опять же, как я повторюсь, у меня недоверие, наверное, к другим духовным учителям. И для меня просто вот Бхактивикаша с вами как, ну, вот, как настоящий саньяси. И в плане, в духовном плане, это, ну, я могу, так скажем, верить.
Okay. She said the problem is that because of all these bad experiences, she has no trust to the most of gurus, and you are the only one.
I don't think I don't think I'm the only one. There are so many.
Он говорит, я не думаю, что я единственный.
Who for years and years are preaching faithfully Prabhupada's message.
Есть много гуру, которые очень долго проповедуют уже и проповедуют наставления Шрилы Прабхупады.
Hare Krishna.
So have a good journey tomorrow to Munich.
Okay, thank you.
We are going to Simhachalam tomorrow.
Simhachalam?
Yes, and 1 week later to Munich.
Okay.
Thank
you. Hare Krishna. And thank you for
Your good
giving
wishes.
Us your association.
Hare Krishna.
It's
very rare. Sadhu Sangha in this world is very rare. We appreciate.
You're a sadhu. Hare Krishna. Yeah, among my god brothers, there's one devotee here is a disciple of Sankarshan Prabhu.
Yes, from here you mean?
Yeah, well, at least one devotee here is his disciple.
Krishnachandra Prabhu. Он говорит, есть очень много хороших духовных братьев у меня.
So he's speaking the straightforward message for years and years and years.
Очень много лет.
There are others also.
Есть тоже другие.
Как еще имя того, которого он сказал сейчас?
Санкашан? Санкашан Махарадж?
No, he's Грихастха.
Ага, Грихастха, окей. Санкашан Прабху. Духовный учитель Кришначандра Прабху. Знаете вы?
He's one, there are others also. The thing is, I'm trying to emphasize a lot on Varnashram and establishing that within ISKCON. Which means that everyone has very specific social roles. So there are others who can be more liberal in just accepting everyone in various ways, but I'm very specific on this point.
Есть другие, которые могут быть очень либеральны всем возможным пунктам, но для меня очень-очень важен именно вот этот по нашему.
So in that way it can be very difficult for some of my disciples.
Поэтому это правда, что для некоторых моих учеников это может быть очень сложно.
Just like it's difficult for you, because you very much want brahminical initiation, and I'm not giving it, not so far anyway.
Это тоже сейчас отличный пример, что я очень хочу получить вторую инициацию, но Махарадж мне не дает. Он мне конкретно сказал, ты работаешь на работу, ты не можешь получить вторую инициацию.
Because brahmin should be brahmins.
Потому что брахман должен быть.
There's no use to having a brahmin if he's working as a shudra, then there's no meaning to varnashram dharma. So I don't. It's a kind of fanaticism to think that Bhakti Vikas Swami is the only one in ISKCON. I'm the most outspoken, you could say, among the ISKCON gurus about the various bogus things that are going on within the society. But there are others also who very clearly understand that these things are bogus.
Очень, очень четко понимают, что такое правильное.
Да, спасибо огромное. Я очень рада, что вот именно вы есть такой.
I'm still very happy that you exist as you are.
Yes. Yeah, okay, no different. She doesn't have anything to say, okay.
Да, правда, вы очень вдохновляете своей консервативностью.
Of your conservativeness.
Yeah, I'm inspired also. I'm inspired by the vision of Krishna consciousness that I got that I when I first came to this movement. I never saw any reason to change that.
Тех пор, когда я познакомился с сознанием Кришны и понял эту миссию, я с тех пор не вижу смысла изменять это.
It was great the way Prabhupada gave it, and I don't see, you know, what's the, why change it? He gave us the whole spiritual world, everything perfect.
Это было очень особенно, как Шрила Прабхупада дал нам весь духовный мир. Это было просто идеально, и я не вижу смысла менять что-то.
Да. Спасибо большое.
Thank you very much.
Можно попросить вашего благословения, чтобы...
Can I ask you for blessings?
Yeah.
Thank you.
You can do. All right, you better go. You have a 1 hour journey, yeah? How are you going? They have a car, machine. Yeah, it's about an hour's drive. Huh? So you please go. And I'll also take rest now.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.